USA News, I'm John Schaefer. On Monday, the judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving Donald Trump and multiple co-defendants raised the possibility of disqualifying the district attorney responsible for bringing the case. This consideration stems from concerns that Fani Willis may have financially benefited from a personal relationship with her chief prosecutor on the case. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday to address motions seeking the removal of the Fulton County DA due to allegations of an improper romantic involvement with Nathan Wade. Two employees at a chemical facility close to Houston lost their lives after being shot by a 35-year-old individual whose spouse had previously worked at the same plant. The incident occurred at the thermal polymer plant located in Angleton. The perpetrator, identified as Bradley Jones, held the workers at gunpoint before carrying out the shootings. Authorities managed to apprehend him about 30 minutes away near the Texas coastline. A 7-year-old boy is fighting for his life after being shot inside Lakewood Church in Houston Sunday afternoon. It's where celebrity pastor Joel Osteen preaches. Commander Chris Hassig of Houston Police says the woman who opened fire and the boy she critically wounded came to the church together.
She gets out of her white vehicle. She opens the door, pulls out the 7-year-old child out of the back seat, as well as a bag that is with her.
The woman's gun had a Free Palestine sticker on it, and she has a long criminal history. President Biden spoke at the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference Monday in Washington, where he met with county leaders.
Look at the progress we've made together, and I mean it when I say we. I came to office, the pandemic was raging, and our economy was reeling. Counties nationwide faced devastating budget cuts. But we turn things around.
During his remarks on Monday, Biden touted the U.S. economy. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Northeast is on high alert due to a fast-moving storm. New Jersey residents are gearing up for what could be the first significant snowstorm in a while.
We are really excited. We like to build snowmen. We like to have fun. We like to drink hot chocolates.
Not looking forward to the snow. It's a shame because it's been nice the past couple days, like the past week.
Tuesday's anticipated snowstorm has led to the closure of all public schools in New York City and Boston. Some areas in the region are bracing for up to a foot of snow. President Biden is making light of concerns about his memory following the special counsel report that raised questions about his age. Speaking at a conference in Washington Monday, Biden quipped about his longevity.
What I didn't realize, and I've been around, I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while. I do remember that.
The remark follows the report's characterization of Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. The NFL is considering Las Vegas as a potential host for another Super Bowl, with Commissioner Roger Goodell expressing praise for the city on Monday.
The hospitality here, you outdid it. Safe to say the NFL looks forward to coming back.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers in overtime during the first ever Super Bowl that was held in Sin City on Sunday. New Orleans now slated to host the next Super Bowl, Super Bowl 59. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.